New Executive Director E.B. Smith says they're targeting a late October reopening in Northwest Roanoke at Melrose Plaza, depending on how construction goes there inside the former Goodwill Industries headquarters building.
So up to this point, we've been very gallery-based. You know, we've got a sort of survey of a lot of different themes, a lot of different objects, and arranged in a fairly static fashion. We're shifting that up a little bit. We're going to be doing a rotating model now. So we'll focus on a theme at a time. We'll go much deeper into narratives that are connected to pieces in our collection.
The new home for the Harrison Museum will have 10,000 square feet to work with, including a new feature there wasn't room for before, the smaller center in the square space.
We've got a 7,000 square foot main gallery, which is going to be sort of our main exhibition hall. It'll be modular. We'll be able to accommodate events and do a wide range of programming. And then we've got a 2,000 square foot theater slash sort of black box space that will, again, also be pretty flexible, but more intimate. And really wonderfully, we've got a gift shop, a retail space in the front of our section of the building.
For now, everything that's being packed up at Center in the Square will be stored in a Northwest Roanoke warehouse the Harrison Museum has had for a while. Smith also envisions possible collaborations with some of the other tenants at Melrose Plaza, like the Public Library Branch and the Market on Melrose. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.